Welcome back to the Gigi Meyer podcast, everybody. I am your host, Gigi Meyer, and I'm super pumped about today's episode. I'm going to dive into my online business called GFit that I started on January 1st of 2020. All right. And if you haven't listened to my previous episodes yet, definitely make sure you go back and visit. You know, we're still in this introductory phase of this podcast, right? We're just on episode 3, but episode 1 is about me and my story, which I think y'all really need to listen to if you're going to be following me on my journey with this podcast too. And episode 2 was about me and my husband, Brian, who is a huge part of my life. And we talked about the story of how we met and how we came to be. We're all married and jolly now to this day. No, we're not perfect by any means. We have our issues, but we both are pretty well aware of the fact that God brought us together. And like I said, if you haven't listened to the previous episode, definitely check it out because we talk about why we wholeheartedly believe that. It's actually a pretty cool story. So go back, check it out. All right. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and dive in today's episode. Like I said, we're going to talk about GFit and what we're about and essentially 3 reasons why GFit is different. Because I have people messaging me all the time asking like, what is GFit? Like what's going on here? And to be honest, it's not like a one sentence answer. It's like, yeah, where do you want me to begin? Right. And all I know is that GFit is different. It's totally different than what you're probably used to. And, you know, especially if you've been working out and trying to get fit and be healthy for some time, it's probably a lot different than what you're used to. And, you know, you've probably used all the different apps out there and meal plans and products and such, right? But I'm telling you, GFit is different, and it's different in a sense where it's the type of program where you go all in mentally, financially, and physically, right? Because the goal of GFit is to be the last program you'll ever need. And so as opposed to dabbling here and there, you know, with different strategies, different apps, different classes, different diets, right? You come in and you learn exactly what you need to know for the rest of your life, right? And that's number one. Education is first. We want you to actually learn this stuff. We want you to actually understand the game of fitness and nutrition and mindset and how it all works so you can essentially find that way of life that works for you in achieving in what it is that you want, right? So we provide the tools to help with customization, right? And, you know, scratch the templated stuff, right? That's a crutch. The templated stuff, it's a crutch. It's a hand-holding approach, in my opinion, right? That is only so concerned about the result that it doesn't essentially set you up for success for the rest of your life, unless you decide to follow a templated plan for the rest of your life, right? Unless you have someone who can tell you exactly what to do for the rest of your life. But in my experience, that's not the most realistic scenario, right? So chances are you literally can't, because you can't stick to that templated approach, because here's why. It was written up by someone else. And chances are that's not what works best for you. And so what works is you want to actually understand what's going on so you can find what works best for you, right? And that's something that I've learned about having a business. One of the biggest things I've learned about having a business and starting a business, right? There's certain things that you can outsource and have someone else do for you, right? But there's other things that I have to learn as a business owner, that I have to learn and know and understand how it works so I can make decisions, educated decisions, because now I have an understanding of how it works and I know what's best for GFit. So with my educated decision making, we're going to do this. This is what's best for GFit, right? And here's the thing. You can't outsource your lifestyle. It's one of those things. You can't outsource your lifestyle. That's something that you need to own, right? You have to own it, understand how it works, what's helping you, what's not helping you, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, so you can make educated decisions with your best interest in mind. Educated decisions, mentally, physically, financially, with your best interest in mind, right? So education, that's essentially the number one, not number one, but one reason we're different, right? We take it to that next level with that education. We don't just tell you what to do. We want you to learn. So again, it's the last program you'll ever need. It's stuff that you'll learn and you can't unlearn, right? And to set you up for success for the rest of your life. The next thing that makes GFIT different, one of the most important parts of GFIT, right, is the community and empowering and just epic community and culture, like unlike any other. It's, you know, I essentially was raised by someone who puts a lot of effort and time into building championship cultures, elite cultures. And when I started GFIT, I knew that was going to be something that I had to take very seriously from the start, and not just the culture within the GFIT community, but within my team, right? Every team call that we have is about how can we better our culture? Because community, that is one of the things that I know is going to help set us apart. There's nothing like it, right? It's more than just hitting your macros. It's more than getting in your workout. It's more than checking off your workout off the list, right? It's like you're a part of something bigger than just you and yourself on your own health journey. You know, I like to say that GFIT isn't just a fitness and health program. It's a movement, truly. It's a movement because people will come into our program, right? Although it starts with you, it certainly doesn't end with you, right? It starts with you, but it certainly doesn't end with you. And people struggle to invest in themselves in this way, like signing up for a program like GFIT, because they feel selfish. They feel selfish spending money on themselves to better themselves. And yeah, I'll admit it's certainly an investment. And yeah, it's an investment in yourself, but it's also an investment in yourself for all the people in your life. Because here's why. You learn how to be a better version of you, how to be the best version of you. And the result that you get, a better version of you, and the other people around you, your family, your work, your friends, everyone around you gets a better version of you too. And that benefits them too. So not only are you becoming better for the people around you, and this is why it's a movement, right? You're not only becoming better for you and for the people around you, but impact is made through actions, right? More than it's made through just words. Impact is made through actions more than it is made through just words, in my opinion, right? And so how you are now living your life and finally living to your potential, right, it is going to impact those around you. And here's the thing, some are going to be empowered, which is great because then they become better. And that's the whole idea of GFIT being of movement, right? However, on the flip side, unfortunately, others are going to be jealous because you're crushing it and they're going to show it and they're going to disapprove of the changes that you've made. And they're going to be negative and they're going to push back and they're going to try and bring you back to your old ways. But here's the thing, how they respond to you changing and being a better version of you and being your best self is completely up to them. It's not up to you. And so, like I said, some are going to be empowered and some are going to become better just because you're being better. Some aren't. Some are going to be jealous. And so that's actually a blessing because now you know who to keep and who not to keep in your life, right? So like I was saying, it starts with you, but it doesn't end with you. And that's why I like to say GFIT is a movement. GFIT is changing the game, right? Not only for the people in the program, not only for the people on my team, not only for me, but for everyone around you who is after becoming their best selves and winning now in this game called life, right? Winning in this game called life. And so that's why, that's reason number two, why GFIT is different. All right. So first we have just the level of emphasis that we put on education, right? We want you to learn it. Reason number two is our community is unmatched. And we put a heavy, heavy, heavy emphasis on creating that community, that culture, so people can feel so supported and people can be surrounded by those who want them to succeed. And also people that can impact each other. And just the whole idea of GFIT being a movement where they can impact those around them just by pursuing their best self. Right. And so this leads me into the final reason of why I think GFIT is different. Honestly, there's a million reasons why it's different. I could probably talk about why we're different for a while, but I'm limiting it to three. And honestly, like, you know, I'd like to say it's because I truly care. Like, one of the top things is I truly care. But here's the thing. Every company says that, right? So it's like every company says they care. So that essentially means nothing when it, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to use that as one of the reasons is why GFIT is different is because I care. Although I truly do care. I really do care. And I'll tell you why. There's a guy in the nutrition industry. He's a nutritional genius. His name is Jason Phillips. And he's awesome. And he says, you know, I'm learning a lot from him. He says, we're not in it for the money game. Like, you can't just be in it for the money game in this industry. And unfortunately, some people are, right? Otherwise, you're going to hurt people. And like I said, some people are. That's already happening. There's plenty of that out there where people are just in this for the money game, messing with people's health and whatnot that ends up hurting them in the long run, right? There's plenty of that out there. But you have to be in this for the impact game to really set yourself apart, right? And I love that because it's so true. True impact is made by simply caring. And you know what? The money will come, which is great, but that's not what you're in it for. You have to be in it for the impact game, right? And here's the thing, you know, I can say this. I know GFIT is God's mission for my life. I know it is. And I've never felt so passionate and certain about something in my life that I'm in this for the impact game. So naturally, I care a ton, right? And the more I do this each and every day, the more I learn, the more I grow just as a fitness professional and a business owner, the more solidified that belief is that this is God's mission for my life, right? There's like nothing like receiving text messages from people. I get these all the time saying their blood pressure went from scary ranges to healthy ranges, right? It's amazing. There's nothing like receiving messages saying GFIT has changed my life forever and my family's life. What? Like they tell me they've never been happier as a family. You know, there's nothing like seeing physical transformations happen after someone learns that they don't have to starve themselves to get that physical transformation. You know, there's nothing like seeing a virtual community empower each other in the midst of a pandemic, trying to shut down the world. You know, the pandemic is happening. And one of the coolest things, you know, I felt, and I know this isn't the case for most people, but although the world is shut down for the most part, I've never felt so connected with people. And that's all through GFIT, right? And there's nothing like it. Here's a great story. Oh my gosh. I'm totally going on tangent right now, but I promise I'll get back to reason number three. This actually isn't reason number three, but it is a big reason. All right. So I've been working with something, individually, and she's legally blind, but it wasn't always that way. Like, can you imagine having great vision and then all of like that being taken away from you? Like, what? Are you kidding me? I cannot imagine. Like, you know what the beautiful world looks like, your family, everything. You know what it looks like. And now you can't. Like, all you can do is only imagine right now. I seriously, anyways, gosh, but this woman came into my program. She changed my life, literally changed my life. And we were able to help her virtually. Like, we figured it out. It took some, obviously, a little bit of change and trial and error, but we figured it out. And one day, you know, I got a text from her saying how happy she is, how awesome she's doing. You know, she's feeling much better physically. And she said, you know, my husband is not a crier. My husband's not a crier, but he broke down last night. And he said, it's like watching me come back to life. Gosh, like, there is nothing more fulfilling than receiving a text like that. Like, I was literally sobbing. Brian has a video of it. Maybe I'll share it. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But I was literally sobbing after that. That made my life. That was one of the coolest text messages I've ever received in my life. And to the point, you know, I'd rather receive text messages like that than get paid another cent. There is nothing like it, right? And so that's why I'm in it. This is truly why I'm in it. My heart is in it for this. And like I said, you know, to set yourself apart, everyone says they care, right? Everyone says that, but really to truly care. And you know, my heart is in it for that. And I just have to add that in there. But now here's the thing too. I have a team now whose heart is in it in the same exact way. And having a culture like that, where a team who is running the thing, whose heart is in it in the same exact way, right? The most caring, awesome people I know, like some I've known for a while, some I've met recently on social media, some I've been working with in the program for over a year. And that's something that I realized too, that I can't do this on my own. I need a crew to abort this rocket ship with me, whose heart is in it for the right reasons. And man, God so perfectly placed these people in my life. Like, it was so clear. Shout out to my team, by the way. Love y'all. Freaking love you guys. Anyways, wow. That was a huge tangent. I'm back. I'm sorry. That honestly isn't reason number three as why GFIT is different. It is a reason, but it's not the reason I want to talk to about today. But the third reason why GFIT is different is because we get to the root of the issue, right? You see, lifestyle is a combination of decision-making. We decide how to live our life, right? But here's the thing. What is the root of everything that we do? The root of our decision-making. Our decisions don't just happen. Well, sometimes they do. And when that happens, they're never the right decision, right? The decisions we make lead to results, right? They lead to the results that we get. And so what leads to our decisions? So we think about like the results that we want, the decisions that we make that don't ultimately lead to the result that we want. Why do we still do that? Why do we still eat the cookies when we know it's not helping us? Why do we still sleep in when we know the only time we can get to the gym right now is in the morning? Why do we still sit on our butts all day long when we know we need to move and it makes us feel better? Why do we still make these decisions? Because this is why. What leads to our decisions? Our thoughts and our mindset, right? GFIT is about getting to the root of the issue. And what's going on up there that's keeping you from getting the results that you want? That's what's happening right now. What's going on up there that we need to address ASAP so we can make the change once and for all? You know, it's more than just eating the right food and working out. Everyone knows to do that. You know, if that were it, we'd all be doing it and in great shape. If it was that simple, there would be no problem. Just eat right and work out, everybody. Go. But why do people still make the decisions they do when they know it's not helping them? And to be honest, there's a lot of people out there that simply just don't care. And that's fine. There's going to be people like that. You can't make someone care. I can't make someone care. And I can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped. So those people are just fine doing their thing. And quite frankly, you know, this program isn't for people like that or for people who think, you know, they should care because a doctor is telling them to care or if their family is telling them to care, right? If they don't truly care, that's not going to lead to the results that everyone is wanting, you know? And they essentially, they're not bought in, right? They're not bought into the core. And so they look for the quick fixes, the easy way out, the diet pills and all that stuff, unfortunately. But yeah, I mean, my whole point is there's people out there that don't care, and you can't make someone care. Right. But this program is for people who truly want what's best for them and understand that it takes, that it involves an elite work ethic. It takes a little bit of work. Right. And, you know, this program is for the people who want to stand out and not be a part of the average crowd. They want to stand out. Their actions are different. They look different. They feel different and they stand out of the average crowd. That's what this program is for. And those type of people are the ones that want to get to the root of the issue and not opt for the quick stuff that everyone else is trying right now, right? They want change for good. So they are willing to go that far and make the change at where it needs to be changed. They address the issue where the real issue is. They get to the root of it. And that starts from the core of who you are. Some people are scared to have that conversation with themselves. Some people are scared to go that deep. So it's like, are you ready to get to the root of that? Because once you are, magic happens. And that's what we help people do, right? The core root of who you are, what is that? Your thoughts, your mindset, but also your identity, your belief system, your vision, your purpose, your core values. That is the root that we need to get to. That's where it starts. And a lot of people think it starts with the keto diet or intermittent fasting or a HIIT workout or 30 minutes of cardio 6 days a week. That's where people start. And that's honestly where most of the people in the industry operate anyway, you know? They address just the surface level issues, the habits, right? And they put an emphasis on the things that work, but temporarily. Some of that stuff works, but very temporarily, right? So you wonder why you're going and doing these crazy things. And then after some time, right? Like you're getting away with it for now, but after some time, your motivation runs out. Motivation is temporary. And a lot of us are able to get a kickstart and stick to something for a few weeks just because we're motivated. But like I said, motivation is temporary. You know, you're so motivated where you can literally say no to anything off your diet plan for a few weeks, right? We've all had that. You can wake up at 4:30 in the morning because you're so motivated to go to the gym and do cardio for a couple weeks, right? But the moment it gets hard, motivation depletes. Not one person is motivated every single day of their life. I'll be honest. When I have a workout scheduled and it looks really hard, I'm not super motivated, right? Motivation depletes. That's inevitable. But at that point, what takes over? Your belief system and your identity. The moment I made fitness a part of my identity literally changed my life forever. And I'll save that for another episode. But that's when your motivation depletes. Your motivation will only take you so far before your identity and your belief system in you and what you're able to accomplish will take over, right? And so what is your belief system? What does your identity look like? Is it aligned with the goals that you want to achieve? Is it aligned with what you want? Or is it not? The results will show, right? So that's reason number three of why GFIT is different, right? We get to the root. We rewire your mindset. You know, we really address where it matters. And so to that point, you know, once you have that conversation with yourself, the rest is easy. The habits, right? The workouts. Making sure you're hitting your macros and fueling your body right because you know that's what you need. Because you now have identified yourself of who you want to be and you have this solid belief system that's setting you up for success, right? And so that's number three. We get to the root of the issue. There's going to be a ton of episodes on this, by the way, because it truly is the game changer for people. It was the game changer for me. The absolute game changer. And I can't wait to share it with you all and all the things that I've learned the past couple years. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, I wanted to use this episode today to dive into GFIT and why we're different. However, we're going to be talking a lot about GFIT here in the future, and just fitness, nutrition, mindset, lifestyle in general. And I'm super excited to dive into some specific topics, but there you have it. 3 reasons why we're different. Just to recap, education, we take that very seriously. The community is unmatched. Oh, and 3, we get to the root of the issue. So you can change and you can change for good. I wanted to end this podcast with a couple of shout outs. I gotta give credit where it's due. My girl, Dana, who makes this podcast happen. Dana, you are the bomb. Thank you so much for working so hard. And probably one of the most loyal Meyer family friends out there. She's awesome. And 2, my friend and my mentor, essentially, my fitness, nutrition, mindset, business coach, John Madsen. He's the one that helped me build GFIT from the ground up. He's truly changed my life and just my overall perspective of this life. A lot of the things that you're going to be hearing me talk about are things that I've learned from him. And so I want to shout him out because today's episode was actually heavily, heavily influenced by him. And honestly, he's the one who actually forced me to start this podcast anyways, no matter how scary it was. So yeah, if y'all are enjoying it and you're excited about this whole podcast thing, the Gigi Meyer podcast, thank John Madsen. I'm sure I'll have him on here as a guest soon, but he just speaks gold and it's life-changing. But thank you, John. All right, everybody, that concludes today's podcast. I hope y'all enjoyed it. If you did, share this episode with a friend or 2, right? Like I said, I'm on this mission to change the game in the world of fitness, health, lifestyle, and I want you to be a part of it. So if you want to be a part of it, please share to anybody you think would benefit and also anybody that's just curious as to what GFIT is about. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening, everybody, and I'll see you in the next episode. Go crush the week.